idea belonged to me. Train knife. traveler laps the day. And as the long straight arm swings past the rest, the short hand stakes its claim. And we're off the books.
CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. The show is past tense. Last song was Hymn by Delilah off of their album Beneath the Floors. Before that, Softer Skin by Joyer off of their album Night Songs. And then the first of the hour was This Idea by Bluffing off of their Nature EP, which I thought I played. I don't know if I... Maybe I didn't. I know I played two songs. Well, played parts of Bluffing's recent EP twice in the show. Seemingly the same song. I don't know if I mixed that up, but I'll figure that out at some point. Anyway, the only really recent one there is the Bluffing EP Night Songs by Joyer. It came out last year sometime. Anyway, I've been playing Bluffing lately and will again in the future. But I'm looking forward to their stuff. They're a Calgary band. I think former members of Dory's, maybe Telstar Drugs. But used to play with some of the guys that are here in Montreal now, like members of Sunforger. So kind of cool to see a continuation of that style of Canadian music. Anyway, coming up next is a Montreal band. It's going to be from their recent album. It's the band Works.
Un monde fluide sans fuite qui dénonce poursuite quelconque, pensée immonde. L'impur se verse vite dans ce marais humide. Les eaux stagnantes. La cour. je lâche tout, je lâche, je lâche tout.
From the dresser.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense. Last song was Vessel Era, One Word, by Her New Knife, off of Chrome is Lullaby. Before that, Steamroller by Feeble Little Horse, off of Girl with Fish. Second of the four songs was Happily Married by Night Lunch, off of Measure Twice, Cut Once. The first of the four was Moonshaker 2 by Works, off of Bent Out of Shape. All pretty recent albums. Oldest one there is Girl with Fish. That's a really nice one. It's one I've been meaning to play on this show for a really long time. I was lucky to find a copy in CJLO's digital music archive. So pretty sweet for me. What's there to say? Works released that album, Bent Out of Shape, last year. I think they've played a few shows since then, and the next one coming up is, that I know of, is April 11th. They're going to be playing with Facts, F-A-C-S. It's a Chicago noise rock band, should be good. That's going to be at Quay to Broom. So yeah, I'm not used to planning my life out that far in advance. Like, April 11th to me seems like something very, very far away. But hey, look at that, some future for me going on here. I'm supposed to play with Shunk. I feel like I've seen Shunk before, but I can't remember anything about them. I feel kind of weird when there are shows I go to and all I can remember is like a single band from it. Like, for instance, I saw Her New Knife play. I think it must have been like a tour for the release of Chrome is Lullaby. That happened in the fall. They played a show at SOT. And I have no idea who else they played with. It's always this weird feeling, because normally that it's like a good indication of other music to listen to, or like it's a cheap way for me to come up with music to play on the show as well. It's like, oh, well, if some booker thought that having these 3-4 bands play live together would be a good idea, then, you know, and I'll just rip off their sense of coherence, whatever, sense of style, sense of taste. Or their taste outright, not their sense of it. Or I guess taste is a sense. Anyway, but I'm using it as a noun. I don't know what I'm talking about. But anyway, there are good shows coming up. But yeah, Works is kind of the big one for me. God, I wish I had more to say. I feel totally out of it today. One thing I did want to mention is I felt weird playing that Night Lunch song there. It's just thematically totally off. But it felt really good next to Moonshaker by Works. Moonshaker 2. Is there a Moonshaker 1 on that album? I do not know. I sometimes feel weird. Like, I get a strange anxiety about playing certain pieces of music because I don't like reusing songs on the show. It does happen. I'm going to do that tonight very, very late in the show. But it's like, if I use it once, it's kind of this feeling. It's like, I know it's going to be like a barrier to me ever using it again. So it's like, if I use it in the wrong place, then I've really wasted some sort of finite resource. And that really screws with me and freaks me out. And I considered playing Van Gasp, and I was like, well, you know, I would want to play something. Anyway, next up is Darn.